Go ahead.
All righty. Start of the meeting at 7:05. Start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Be seated.
Just a reminder to press the button if you want to speak so the light is on.
Yeah. It's on.
No.
Yeah. All right. We have roll call.
John Bittman.
Here.
Ron Sill.
Here.
Bruce Sill.
Here.
Heather Buten. Jose Rivera.
Here.
Michael Kelleher. Okay, we have four members. We have a quorum.
All right. Are there any additions, deletions to the agenda? Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? Are there any additions or deletions of the to the agenda? Hearing none. The minutes for December 19th, 2024 are not available at this point. We'll accept them at the next meeting. Okay, public portion. Is anybody from the public that wishes to speak? Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak? Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak? Hearing none, we'll go on to correspondence. Are there any correspondence?
Negative.
Okay, director's report.
Okay. Did everybody get a...
That's on the back of the...
Okay. Oh, okay. All right, so I start off with just reporting what's going on at Payton Fieldhouse Ryan Complex over the winter months. We still host a lot of track and cross country practices when the weather permits, and oftenly these days the weather does permit. So we're down there pretty much all winter long. Periodically, not every day, but we are. We don't really have a wintertime break at the facility these days. Next, I want to talk about the pitching mound that we're searching for. We're searching for the remedy for our pitching mound. Originally, until tonight, we were looking at a situation where the repair we thought was around $5,000 because that's the number that we were given. But Jen just told me that some other person from the group that we speak with has come forward with a different number, which is not really even close. So we're not sure where we're at with this. It could be a problem, and we're running out of time. We got to have it done by March.
So the other number's higher.
Yeah.
Well, three times higher.
Yeah. It's kind of a nightmare. So if we ever wear spikes again, please. Never. Okay. So we're working on that. You know, we got a bunch of clay. We got money from the city's capital plan to get a bunch of clay for our fields, for Bradley School and the Little League field. So as soon as the weather permits, we'll be purchasing that clay and we'll be delivering it to the facilities that are intended for it. We also have money for the basketball courts to resurface the basketball courts at the picnic room. The only situation there is we have money, and I may want to discuss what we do up there first because the lights are in poor condition. So if, you know, I'm going to ask for more money come the new budget because we have more than surfacing to do.
Right.
So not sure how we're going to proceed with that, because I know the money that we have will not cover both, for right. sure. So
how is the fencing up there now?
The fencing seems fine. I really don't. I focused in on the ground and the lights. So the fencing seems fine.
Okay.
I mean, I can't really say.
Yeah.
I mean, I might go up there right now and say, oh my God, but I don't see anything. Again, there's other issues
yeah.
that you would focus in on, and I do. So anyway, we'll keep you posted on that and how we think we should proceed there. Do we do the lights first? If the grounds are dangerous, then that's a no-brainer.
Right.
We know what we got to do first. But not sure about that just now. But that is something that we really, it would be really good to get that place 100% back in shape. Because between Ryan Complex and that whole area, it's a huge recreation area.
Right.
And, you know, with all of those individual parts hitting on all cylinders, that's where all the people are, or all the kids anyway. And that's what we want.
Just to backtrack a little bit, the $5,000 that we have, or what we thought would be about $5,000 for the
mound.
Are we, have we actually looked about, and you're saying it's about $15,000 was our last quote?
So the first quote was about $19,000 to resurface the entire mound. Mm-hmm. This recent quote was just over $17,000, which we could potentially purchase a brand new one for about $18,000.
Okay. Just thinking out of the box, is there any money that we could possibly get from Board of Education, being as they use it all the time? Have we even discussed it with anybody?
There was the baseball committee mm-hmm. that was formed when Payton Park was put together. We recently used funds that was left in that account for the sound system that
right,
we put
yes,
in.
I remember that.
There was a small amount left over, which is earmarked for something already. So there is nothing left okay. in that particular budget. So I've been told that there is no money okay. to put into this project.
Maybe.
Just
the baseball field site.
Who would we see or talk to about it? Doc? Okay.
I did speak to Robbie last.
But if you want anything from the Board of Ed as far as money wise, you better do it now because the budget is almost finished.
Mm-hmm.
When's your meeting Thursday night? When's your meeting Thursday night?
Next Thursday.
A week from Thursday. We're meeting Thursday, but not for that.
Oh.
So, if money was asked for, how would you receive it? Was there a committee?
Yeah, who should we?
Yeah, I recently presented my budget. That was not in it, so I would have to go back to them mm-hmm. as well.
Because, you know, that is something that we have to get done, like you said, and soon.
The account where you keep the funds for the ticket sales.
Not even close to cover that. No. Not close to covering that. No. It was down to close to zero when I took over.
Thank you.
Okay. Next, I'm talking and I report on the pool situation, which we continue to have some problems with the pool, which is a financial problem as well. just that we have our heat back in the pool, so we've got our swim lessons back basically 100% after 3 months of not having them going well at all. So we did lose, no, we didn't lose money, but we did not get money For 3 months, we didn't make as much as we would have had the pool been 100% or at least warm. So it's an ongoing issue, just so you know. Wittick Park, also the maintenance account, Wittick Park, is I'm struggling with that as well. It seems that the money that we budget for Wittick Park isn't enough either. You know, like a lot of our line items are showing up to be this year. So this spring season at Wittick Park, I've talked with Public Works. We're not sure how much we can do with the outside group that comes in and does the work, the contractors. So we may be leaning on Public Works a little more for a few months this year because we have to,
right,
financially. Recreation receivables, we took in so far this year $43,567. Should be around 50, but again, without the pool being up to snuff, we suffer somewhat financially.
That money is where general fund?
Yeah. Yep. So it appears we have an issue, Kenny's here, with Little League and Pop Warner in regards to the utilities at the field house. Ken, do you want to explain what's going on?
Yeah. We split the crust of the, our agreement is Dennis takes care of everything outside the field house. We take care of everything inside. So we have to pay electricity, propane for the heat, everything that involves stuff like that. Okay, so we've had the deal was 300, now it's 350 each that we each pay.
Yeah.
Did you ask them to come
per month? Is it?
No, I didn't ask them. Huh?
Is it per month?
Yeah.
Per month?
But Melissa did mention that one of your meetings that you felt that you guys should be paying for that. In other words, we're paying $700 a month, $350 from us, $350 from them. I mean, I've got the cheat here if anybody wants to see them. And it goes back to 2013.
Is that covering your expenses? Is that covering your expenses, $700 a month?
Yeah. So pretty much we have to pay $4,200 a year, which is more than half of what we get from the city for our program anyway. We get $8,000. You know, everything else is done through fundraisers by us. You know, but the problem that we have is that Pop Warner doesn't feel like they're behind. They're paid up through March of this year. Okay, we have, I think, a couple of $1,000 in there now, but I know there's going to be a big propane bill, probably close to $1,000 very soon. So, you know, usually if they start running out of money in this account, the Little League has been picking up the tab until we could get them to pay their share.
So how much do they owe Pop Warner?
The last payment that they made here was, he said they're paid up through March.
Of 24?
Before. All right, so
last payment through March of 24.
So they're in arrears.
I sent this to them. They have a copy of this. They know.
Yeah.
You know, the secretary asked for copies of the invoices that we used to pay. I mean, we could do that without a problem. It would be aggravating to have to do that, but we could do that because Don Drippo is the one that takes care of this account. It's a separate account. You know that. Other than our account, our Little League account, their Pop Warner account are separate from this. We pay all our bills out of this account, which is separate. Okay, and The only way we can get the money is $350 a month from each group. So, I mean, we sooner or later, you know, they're going to have to pay. If they want to stay there, they're going to have to pay their share.
So you're down about
$3,500. They just don't feel that, you know, and it's not that we don't feel that either, but they don't feel that they should have to pay that money because the city should be responsible for that.
Listen, when I discussed the
budget with the finance, I'm proposing that we eliminate this situation.
Okay. Just put it in our budget?
Yeah. All right. No, listen, Kenny's got 50 years of doing this, and, you know, everything comes to an end. And I don't really see us having a situation where we would offer a building to a group of people today. Okay. So what I think is that we're going to budget for that building through the city. Okay. If Pop Warner says that's what they think we should be doing, we're going to. I think we're going to. You know, I could be wrong and someone could decide otherwise, but we fight all the time. They don't agree on anything, hardly. So we should have a facilities manager that is also going to be discussed. And if that is pursued and we have a chance of getting that, then that's where this would lie. That's where the category that this would fit in. And it would be just like our other buildings. We budget for the building. Okay, because this is not working. The cooperation between the two groups isn't happening. So why would we bother? All our other buildings are handled the way we do. And this one should follow suit. I mean, I don't know how it affects the amount of money that the programs get. It could or it could not, but I don't know yet, or we don't know. But listen, we opened the building full time. What, 2000 and what?
A long time. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember. But
Well, listen. I mean, and really, Pop Warner was the one that really wanted it to be open all year round, and that's when we decided that the groups would pay the utilities. That's when that was decided. Okay, it's a long time ago, and things have changed a lot. Pop Warner doesn't even, they had five teams back then. And the revenue was different, way different.
Yeah.
It's not that way.
Little League either.
So, Little
League either.
Well, sure.
Right, I mean, you know.
So, in my opinion, the expenses for the building should be in the Parks and Recreation budget. Like our other buildings. Payton Fieldhouse, the Community Center, Little League Fieldhouse. They should all be uniform, and if we can get those expenses to, so we know what to ask for, that'd be great.
Yeah, so. I mean, you guys can look at this if you want. I mean, these are, you know, I'll send you the software program. I mean, Dawn has it so that you could go back and look back to 2013, what we spent in that building for electricity, propane. You know, Dennis has been good enough to, if the building had to be painted, we would pay half, and the city would pay half.
Yeah, and listen, we were able to do some. We went through COVID, and we painted the building because we had a whole bunch of money. Listen, ordinarily that money's not there. You know what I'm saying? And right now, Ken, there's no my maintenance budget, the Parks and Rec maintenance budget. There's no money for landscaping in the spring. All right. I tell you that now because we're broke. All right. So I'm not going to have Public Works is going to have to carry the load for our fields for years because I don't have any money for J&M landscaping. I don't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I've been there a long time, you know, and
I've never gotten really shouted out like I did. I don't want to mention names, you know, but I shouldn't have to go through that. This is for the kids. If I ask them to do something, sometimes it's like pulling teeth.
You go through.
You know, Mike is great, but if I have to deal with the other one, forget about it.
You should only deal with Mike. He's the boss.
Yeah, I don't want to have to do that anymore. I shouldn't
have to go and argue with them that we need this done or that done. We have to get a private group. You know, sometimes Dennis could afford to pay for it, and he'll pay for it. And sometimes he can't. Like he said, he has no
money.
If the infield has to be fixed, it has to be fixed. The kids can't get hurt on it. For the most part, you know, they're doing a good job, but I just don't want to have to, you know, it's tough for me to go and ask them to do anything because they just don't want to do it.
Well, if we're able to achieve a facilities manager, a building manager, then that person would be
right. That
would be their duty.
This upcoming budget. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I hope with that we can achieve that.
Yeah.
We've got buildings. We've got facilities. We got a river walk we can add into our repertoire that for some reason's not. You could. This is a viable job. I mean, I think that right. We could come up with the ingredients that makes it a worthwhile job. It's a bunch of things that I do right now, and, you know, myself, and probably it could be done better.
The Little League should be on their list of things to do. I mean, just like anything. I mean, you have little kids running around up there, and if they get hurt, you know, I mean, they should be taking care of that more so. I mean, Payton kind of takes care of itself, except for using that machine to straighten out the rubber pellets.
Yeah, and when we had dirt fields, we took care of them. The girls' softball field and the boys' baseball field was always ready for each and every game. So why not there? There is no why not. It should be just real easy. So that's the goal.
Well, if that would happen, that would be great. Then we wouldn't have to worry about the $350 a month and not be put back into the program.
You know? Pop Warner did not spend their money that the city has for them, because we asked them to give us receipts only for football-related expenses, football game.
Right. All right?
The program is shaky, so they didn't spend their money. I got receipts, but not enough to cover what we give them. So there's some money for any outstanding bills.
Short term.
Yeah. For tonight, you know. And I don't think Pop Warner is going to come in and say, oh, we got these receipts. Well, you know, the season's been over for 3 months.
Right.
You see, we're paying the $350 for the months we're not there. So they should be paying the $350 for the months that, you know.
Well, that's, I know. From when I was there, that was how it was set up.
Right. So that that account always has some money in there.
Right. They're not going to cooperate.
They're not.
I mean, are they? Listen, there's another way to do it. We take control of our buildings. And we got to do better with public works we got to treat our Little League fields just like we treated our high school fields when they were dirt. Or Bradley School, which is clay, dirt.
But what are we going to do for the present? I mean, they're paid up to March.
Well, listen, is it okay for the money that we have in the account for Pop Warner that we provide that for utilities? Is any thoughts about that? It's I think it's $3,100 approximate.
And right now,
it's not enough, but that's all that's there. I mean, that money is there.
And they owe $3,150 right now.
Is that what they owe?
According to this.
Yeah, they're paid up to March and figure out every month.
Okay, well, listen. That's what's
times 10. Yeah.
They spent like, they spent 2,800 of their money and they had 6,000.
So through March of this year, if you paid up through March of this year, it would be $4,200 bill.
Okay. Well, that is not there. 4,200 is not. And again, my maintenance budget, our maintenance budget is in trouble. So there's not extra money there either. If we want to give Pop Warner's money that we have sitting in that account for this, is that okay?
What else would we use it for?
You got to let them know that it's going to the you know, the electric budget, and that's, you got to give them a heads up is what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah.
Got to give them a heads up.
I mean, if we, yeah, sure. If we're going to do it, I mean, you could.
Because the building burnt down, you know, we rebuilt the building through all donations, and you know, rather than build a big refreshment center like we wanted to, we gave them their storage space up there.
Right.
So storage for them, because in the old days they were storing it at people's houses.
Right. You know, yeah. So they kept, I had some in my garage.
And it drifted apart. And you know, but you know,
it's retrievable.
I believe the city should be paying that too, not us. I mean, we scramble right now with 80 kids or 85 kids, you know, to run the program, and it's tough to get to raise money with that many kids. You know, we've been raising like $5,000-$6,000 on the Home Run Derby, where they do it online, where they get people to donate so much a hit home run.
So that is a city building.
Huh?
That's a city building.
City building, yeah.
Yeah, it's on city property.
So they should be paying the utilities out of a city account. We'd have to figure that through. Listen, the tax board
now. We went with this formula because we were closing the building for the winter.
Right.
We were winterizing the building and closing it. And Pop Warner had asked that we not anymore.
Because they would hold their meetings upstairs.
Yeah, it was their request. And part of their request was the offer to handle this utilities.
Why would it cost $700 a month?
Huh?
Why would it cost $700?
Oh, I don't know the answer.
Well, you got the stuff right there.
I mean, I'm in my house all month, and my house don't cost me, with my UI and my gas and everything, don't cost me that.
Yeah, well, I mean, just the heat sometimes is $700-$800 for the propane. Well,
what do you keep it up on the thermostat?
We keep it at 50.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because we don't have the water.
Now, if you think about it, I mean, there's, you know, you have the big upstairs with a couple of rooms. But you can't control, you know.
At 50 degrees.
Like at our house.
Yeah.
Well, if we're not in the rooms, we should, you know, I got electric heat. I just turned the heat off. And
well, they got it at 50 all month.
Yes. Well, right. Until people show up. And then
it's for an hour.
And if they, yeah, and if they forget to turn it off.
It's like, it's just like you got electricity, heat, you got the internet.
Sure.
I mean, everything you have at home, that's what's up there. And, you know, they're using it, and you know, mostly in the fall. We're using it mostly in the spring and the summer.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the winter months.
Like right now, nobody's there, so.
So it wouldn't be $700 a month.
No, yeah, because we're back to winterizing.
The whole year.
We are winterizing because we paid that bill. So we are back to winterizing the winter months.
Yeah. You pay for that.
Right. And it's not a lot. It's $300, but maybe $400, but it's not a lot. It's not a lot.
So you got to have a discussion with Pop Warner.
Yeah, well, apparently they bailed out of this already, I think. They're not adhering.
I thought they were going to be here tonight, too.
Yeah, well, I didn't reach them. But that's what they say. Correct?
Yeah, you know, like I said, she doesn't think that we're wrong. She just thinks that they shouldn't have to pay it.
It's okay, because it may affect their city award.
But that doesn't help us.
You know, I mean,
right, exactly.
And, you know, listen, you know, these programs, honestly, they may be on their own for program-wise, and we provide facilities. I mean, I don't know where how this is going. Programs everywhere are very, very different today. They're not like they were. Participation is way down. Look at baseball. I mean,
yeah,
where are we going with baseball? It's a dying sport. I don't know how, but kids don't play it like they used to. Like they should be.
Yeah, well, again, unless we combine with Antonio this year, we're probably not going to have a 11, 12-year-old team again.
Yeah, and so that in 2 years shows up to the high school program.
Yeah.
But I mean, and listen, they're not here. The kids, they're not there.
The high school program because we have 13 to 18 now. That really helps the high school.
What's
we
that?
We have a lot of kids in that program.
Yeah, but where are they from?
They're from Derby.
Okay, because that's weird how we can't have a 12, but we could have a huge amount of 13.
Well, we're like in between, because we just started that a couple of years ago. So we're kind of in between. You know, we did have a lot of kids, but that one's starting to, we're starting to have trouble getting kids there. Like last year, we had Ansonia kids in the program, too. We didn't have all Derby kids. We have a Monroe. We had we had three or four from Monroe.
Yeah. All right. So that's a whole different other thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
it helps the high school team.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Okay. But I'm going to say this: we have a tenant at Payton Field. We have a tenant, so we have to discuss our 13 to 18. Who's playing there? Because if we're going to invite people from other teams, we have a paying rent tenant. So. How are we going to blend that? Are we going to invite kids from other towns and then have a struggle fortifying the field for the people that are renting it?
If you don't invite them, then you don't have a team.
Okay, well, listen, why don't we go play there?
But they're not playing for nothing here. They give us, last year, they gave us, you know, $2,500 for the uniforms and stuff.
Yeah, well, maybe they could pay for the building, the out-of-towners.
Well, then you're getting into the situation you had with the football team because, you know.
Well, listen, we're going to have a little problem inviting people to our facilities when we're renting it to a tenant because we just solidified a group. So when she gives us her schedule, the tenant is going to be, we're going to, look at the schedule and offer the tenant based on the schedule, right? So if we got a 13 to 18 group or we got two or three teams because we got them coming from everywhere else, how are we going to do that?
Well, it's our team. You got to provide it.
Yeah, but it's your team in name. But, you know, because we're inviting them.
95% of the kids on the team are Derby kids.
Well, okay.
You know, I mean, like I said, we have maybe three Monroe.
All right, listen, it's going to be a thing. It's going to be a thing.
About strictly the 13 to the 18 thing.
Right. So, I mean, you know, what are they planning this year? What's the 13 to 18? What's their plan?
Same as last year.
So they're inviting Monroe and Ansonia.
The schedule.
And Sonia could play here and Monroe could play here.
Excuse me?
Out-of-towners could play for us.
I still didn't get you.
With a waiver.
We invite kids from out of town to play on our Derby team.
It's just
a yes or no. I don't know.
It's registration through us, just like
okay,
just like,
so
a, just like a 4-year-old is. The 4-year-old is no different than the 16-year-old. They pay us the $150 for registration or $110, whatever it is.
Okay. So we may not be able to accommodate out of towners.
How many teams are you talking about?
Out-of-towners, we don't have that many out-of-towners at that level.
Okay, we don't have a 12-year-old team for 2 years, but we got 13 to 18.
That's our little league.
Yeah, but they end up being 13. 12 turns 13 in 1 year, and now we got to overload. I don't get it.
Well, you can't tell the kid just because they didn't play as a 12-year-old that they can't play as a 13 or 14-year-old.
Where are they playing?
Some kid might not have played in Little League at all, but he wants to play in the 13-year-old league.
Listen, the The problem is going to be when we signed up a rental tenant for Payton baseball field. That means that the available time for other teams will be compromised. No question. So if you have a 13 to 18 group, and if they were just Derby kids, you have 25. And if you add Ansonia and wherever, it's 50. Well, we maybe can't accommodate the other 25. Maybe we can't accommodate the other kids. I'm just saying, it's gonna happen. Something's gonna be where, well, we need that time. Well, guess what?
Well, then you would hear from the parents.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you gotta provide a field for the Derby kids.
All right.
Just how many Derby teams kids are you talking about, Ken?
Mostly at that level, we only have one of each. The junior team plays from April, same as the regular Little League. They start in April, but the April team cannot play high school ball. Those kids cannot play high school. If they decide they don't want to play high school, they'll play in the 13 to 15 or 13 to 16 league. But starting in June, high school is finished. Now the high school kids come and play on the senior team, but they're all registered through us.
After high school,
once
the season is over, then they can go play that.
All right, so let me just say this. Let's cut through the chase. And do we want to discuss participants on our facilities being City of Derby residents primarily, or maybe even only? Is this something that we want to discuss?
And then we wouldn't have enough, though, right?
I think they handcuffs Little League.
Yeah, possibly you wouldn't have enough. Yeah. Like this year.
How many teams are you talking about? Two, three?
Just one, really.
Yeah, but who are they playing?
One April team and one June team. One junior team, one senior team.
Yeah. And who are they playing? They're playing
some of the junior kids just.
Right, I understand that. But who are they playing? Are they playing teams from Monroe?
The other districts in the Little League.
Okay, so it's a district. So they come in. So
it's no different than the 4 to 12. We just extended it to 18. It's still Little League. They pay us the registration just like a 4-year-old would or a 10-year-old.
It's just Little League and just keeps going up.
Right. Yeah, there's no Babe Ruth. Little League took the age group.
Babe Ruth
right. It's okay. Yeah. Babe Ruth never played during the high school season.
That would be like the senior team. They can't play until after.
Listen, if there's one team, then, you know, that's doable. But
and that's what I was trying to get across. If they're not going to be playing one or two games a week versus, you know.
Well, scheduling is scheduling.
And, right.
You know,
yeah.
If you say that we need.
How many games did they have? I don't remember. Do you remember?
I don't remember how many.
In the spring? They didn't have that many games.
No, they played mostly on the weekends. It was either Saturday.
That was in the fall.
Okay.
The fall is mostly on the weekends.
They didn't have many home games during the spring because, we're there all the time.
See, if we're with Ansonia, we could use normal field too.
Yeah, but you never did.
So you don't really have to
use, and listen, have they're to getting use, turf. You're not going to be near that place.
You only have to use Payton half of the time.
But we never did that.
Yeah.
We only used Payton. And that's why I'm warning us that we have a different situation. That I'm warning us to me because it's going to end up in my lap and I'm going to have to sort it out. But I suspect that our Derby group thinks that their teams will have a lot of out-of-towners. It's okay to think it. Is that what we can do?
No, it's only going to be the 10, 11, and 12 team. That's the only team that we don't have enough kids to play on our own. Because the the minor league and the instructional and the T-ball, we have plenty of kids. We don't need the Ansoni. We don't take any Ansoni kids for those leagues.
Yeah, but that field team plays on our little league field.
Do we have to figure out
what this is a paid and field problem. It's not our little league field problem. We have one team, and
it has to, the bigger team has to play on a regular baseball field.
A little league field.
One, Payton.
Huh?
They have to play on a regular baseball field.
No. 10, 11, and 12-year-olds do? No, that's 13. What I'm talking about. So we don't have to worry about them. The other team has to play on a high school field.
Right.
Okay. The schedule will be modified from last year. It's not going to be the same. So I don't know what their plans are. If their plans are to expand, good luck, because more time will not be available. It has to be less time. We're bringing in a group for money, and it's all signed up.
Yeah, but that doesn't look good, Dennis, when you're saying you're bringing in groups that are...
Well, then listen, we could just stick to derby kits.
Well, that's, they should come first. That's
right. Nobody said not.
I mean,
we're not. This is not a discussion about derby kids. It's about the Ansonia kids and the Monroe kids. We're always
bringing in Ansonia so that the teams that we don't have enough, those derby kids can play.
No, but lately, all our stuff is on derby fields.
We had four kids that signed up for 10, 11, and 12. Three of them decided they didn't want. We had Seymour set up where they could go to Seymour and play. Okay, then Seymour told us, now we have too many kids, so you can't come here. All right, so what do we do now? We were also already having a difference with Ansonia, so we couldn't go to Ansonia, so we went to Shelton.
Okay? Yeah, but this is 10, 11, and 12. Listen, that's not a problem at all. We don't.
Three of the four kids didn't want to go to Shelton because they felt Shelton was a little bit too good for them. So they ended up playing on the junior team. Even though they were 12-year-olds, legally they could play on the junior team, so they did. They struggled a little bit, but they played on the junior team. One kid went to Shelton and played, and he was an all-star. He was an all-star. Keo.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, we do what we have to do to get these kids.
No, I know. I'm just saying, Payton Field is not going to be the same this year as it was. Okay? So, when we're formulating our teams to play on Payton Field, we should consider the fact that the times will not be as...
How many days a week are they going to have it?
I don't know yet. She's got to give me a schedule, and then they're going to.
May I comment?
Sure.
I'm sorry. The irony of all of this is we're not going to let derby kids on the field because we're going to let out of town teams that are paying 10 cents on the dollar because they waived the fee to go on this field. So that is a little bit.
Well, nobody said derby kids not on the field. So take that back, please, because derby kids are on the field. Will we be affording the opportunity for out-of-towners to come on our field and play? Is it nothing to do with derby kids?
But those you're talking about, them paying to come to play, out-of-towners.
No, it has nothing to do with money. It has to do where they live. And can we fortify that schedule?
Well, I mean, we're not going to. We could talk all night, but
I was going to say basically, you guys are talking oranges. The high school gets their schedule, oranges and apples.
Another thing too, it probably would be better to put this on your agenda, like actually put it on the agenda for next month, so that
whoever
needs to be here to be here to discuss it is probably the better way to
and take it from there.
Do it
right. And something just along those lines, Dennis says, how does Bradley Fields look like? Is it going to be busy this year with the softball? You don't know yet.
Softball would be zero so far.
Okay.
And likely.
So we could zero. We could actually use Bradley at some point too.
I'm talking about the Bradley baseball field.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to have a middle school team.
Yeah.
Okay. So no, we have. Normal activity scheduled for Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought you meant men's softball?
No.
None. Okay, that's done. The only men's softball we do is at Payton. It's the firemen.
Right.
Okay. Right. So there is no men's softball.
Yeah. No, I was just wondering the amount of traffic we were projecting for Bradley Field.
Not much.
He said, oh, that's a fallback if we need it.
There you go. Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. But that's not going to be okay. it's not going to be okay.
Well, you know they're going to complain if they have to go up there and play and somebody else is playing on paving.
Wouldn't be the first time I got hollered at. Huh? So wouldn't it be the first time I got hollered at?
They just don't, they don't take care of Bradley at all. There's holes up there. I mean.
Well, listen, we didn't have a schedule there.
Yeah.
All right. This public works is not going to go work on a field where there's nothing going on.
Right.
Listen, it's a field that it can be in as good a shape as they need it to be.
Or does the high school use Bradley at all anymore?
The high school doesn't. The middle school does.
So we can't
softball field or
softball and baseball.
And baseball.
We can't maintain that field, Dennis. Better.
Huh?
We can't maintain that field better.
Well, who says we did saying it? It's going to if
no, you said to, if you use it, it'll be better. You know, if we
right. Yeah, sure. Because you get regular maintenance. If it's sitting there doing nothing. The maintenance is going to go to the places that are busy.
Right.
Listen, it's been a baseball / softball field for 50 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's a problem.
But as long as it's always in the condition to be able to play on.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I will say that during our middle school softball season, there was weeds and things coming up on the infield. So that could be maintained a little better.
Right.
At Bradley.
Well, I think with this clay coming in, it'll be probably more well maintained anyway.
How many games are you actually talking about in your season?
Home games, maybe 8 or 10. Eight or ten?
I mean, with that?
Huh? Yeah. What? 8 or 10 is just easy.
Yeah.
Well, it's just I,
be a problem.
Yeah. But no, there's going to be a lot more than that. All right. That's home games. All right. That would be once a week. What else would happen during the week?
That program has helped the high school. When you got high school kids playing on those teams, and at least they're winning some games in the high school now. I mean, so they have helped the high school. Since we started those two teams, I'd hate to see us lose them.
Okay.
Yeah, well, but listen, they may have to practice up at Bradley and play the few games, you know, that they have at Payton. I mean, you know, we don't want to let the, you know, Bradley just sit there and do nothing.
Huh?
Facebook is playing a full year. They play spring, fall.
Oh, year round. That's every sport. That's what sports is now. Whatever sport you decide, you play it year round.
Okay, so Karen, could you make sure that this is on the agenda? Okay. Dennis, anything else?
Nope.
So that's all settled.
Yeah. All right, Jen, your report.
All right. Sorry, I didn't send you guys anything in writing. So, like Dennis said, our winter sports tend to still utilize the facilities all year round. Our indoor track team is out there practicing based on weather. They are there pretty much every day. Even some of the cold days last week. Our athletic trainer watches very carefully as to how long they can be outside, how they're dressed, in order to get ready for events that we have on the weekends. So it is constantly used. The weight room is being used 3 days a week with our strength and conditioning coach. He leads programs for all of our student athletes from any sport that's interested in lifting and becoming stronger. They are doing offering 6 a.m. as well as 3:30 in the afternoon. So if anyone's in season and would like to get in a workout, they do offer 6 a.m. and then they can still go to their practices in the afternoon. So that's been working out really well for us. And then the Through the Park and Rec, our middle school running club, also gets changed in the bathrooms down there, and then they run their running club through Mr. Gazzo and Ms. Sheridan. So definitely facility still getting a lot of use during the wintertime. Main concerns, obviously the baseball mound coming, we're in, almost mid-January at this point. So more work needs to be done on that. I've gotten multiple quotes. They all seem to be very high. Like I said, I did speak with the business manager for the Board of Education. He did tell me that there was no funding available. If you'd like me to ask again, I'd be happy to do that. The other thing is I'm not sure, you've probably seen it on the news, but that car that ended up in the batting cage area, he went through the two pieces of fence there. So that needs to be repaired. I did call Public Works right away because I went down as soon as I saw the smoke and kind of just waited for everything to clear so I can see what damage was done. There was a pulley on the batting net itself that broke off. Luckily enough, it doesn't seem like it did a ton of damage to the actual net itself, but the pulley system is damaged, as well as the fencing right above it, which is just a danger, safety hazard. So they did go in and kind of shore it up a little bit, but does need to be replaced. I spoke with Dennis. He was going to file a insurance claim on that so we can get that fixed. So those are the two major concerns for the baseball softball fields at Payton coming up for the spring. Talking about areas of the facility that could use an update, the walking path from the far end of the football fields where the scoreboard is up to the Picnic Grove area. All of our track athletes are up and down there during a track meet. Our parents are up and down there. Our coaches are up and down there during football season. Our defensive kids tend to go up there and work on the sleds and things. So if there is money somewhere at some point, putting some sort of a walking path there, whether it's gravel or pavement or whatever the cheapest, possibility is, I do think that that's a safety concern right now, just with how heavily it's being used.
Talk to Public Works about that at all or no?
Not as of yet. I figured tonight would be a good time to bring it up and see what you guys suggested.
I just missed that. I'm sorry.
So talking about updates, just having a path put in by the scoreboard up to Picnic Grove.
We priced it out. It's a real lot to have it professionally manicured, landscaped. But it's widely traveled
through the woods, over the roots, everything.
Well, listen, we did it every day for,
It's just a safety concern that I never want to have come back on the city, right? That someone fell down that hill and there's really, other than going all the way around, which people are just not going to do, even if you tell them to, because there is a path to get up there. I just don't want it to become an issue.
We can get somebody to donate their time and some materials.
Yeah.
If we put it out there, spread the word.
There's still money in that painting. That there's still a certain amount there that could probably be spent.
Well, we can
to
use that
and close it out.
You're looking into that. Yeah.
Who's the point person on that? The accident, the guy that hit at the baseball field. Is it you? Has the insurance company called you?
No.
No, okay. Because they did reach out. And
They did?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's okay. Who should I
It ask? Should be him.
Should
be.
Okay. I can't remember. But I'll.
Yeah, okay. It's city.
Yeah, I'll see you.
Yeah, but they're on it. They're
good.
Okay. Ours and the others. Yes. And the others.
Yeah. Sorry. So outside of that, those are just the main concerns coming up to spring. Once we have our full schedule, we're just waiting on a couple of last dates with out of conference games. I'll be working with Public Works and Dennis, and then Little League usually sends me over their schedule. And we usually figure all that out. And then our middle school teams, like I said, do play up at Bradley. So. Yeah. Outside of that, I mean, winter sports are kicking off. Unified's going great. That's, you know, I absolutely love Unified. So middle school just started. The high school's been going pretty good for since October. Basketball is, you know, the boys team is rebuilding this year. We do not have a single varsity returner on the team. So if you are looking on the website and you do see the scores, that is the reason. Coach Swerb is, you know, in a rebuilding, making great strides with the boys. The girls team is improved this year, and they have one win already under their belt against Emmett O'Brien in their holiday tournament. So we're just, this week is actually a good test for them. They have a couple games that should be pretty competitive, both with Crosby and Whitney Tech. So looking forward to this week for them. Our wrestling program is growing, which is incredible. You know, Coach Buster, I think this is his 49th year at the helm. 51st year with the program, on the first 2 years under Jim Matthews. So it's great having the co-op with Holy Cross and Oxford. Oxford this year, I think we have 9 or 10 of their kids. So it's just great being able to see Buster. And we have a lot of returning wrestlers that are coaches now, and Sarah just leading that program. So that's going well. Our indoor track program is really heating up at this point. The last two meets have been really, really good for them. A lot of PRs. We had a school record broken for an indoor race this past Friday night. And they're leading up, getting stronger for NVLs and then state tournament coming up soon. So, and then our cheerleading team is back to competing for the first time since they won the New England's in 2022. So they're very excited. They have a full slate this year of, I believe it's 5 competitions plus states. So they start up this Saturday. So they've been working really hard on that. So exciting to see them on the mat again. So it's definitely hopping up up between the two buildings. Middle school basketball, girls and boys are full swing as well. So
now there's a lot of regular stuff that goes on between us, Dennis, you, and Public Works.
Sure.
And they automatically do, and you handle who you handle with.
Yeah.
But if there's something
Mike is
new,
great.
Yeah, we're looking for. I think we should always go to Public Works director.
Yeah.
But I know they do a good job with everything else. And
yeah, Mike's great. I mean, usually one phone call and, you know, it's taken care of, or we have a great discussion. I usually try to meet with both him and Dennis so we're all on the same page if anything does pop up.
Great.
All righty. Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome.
Okay. Next point on the agenda, new and other business. Are any new or other business?
I think next month maybe we should get Pop Warner here and
yes,
all in the same room. Especially whether we're going to pay for that out of ours or let them know what we're doing. And not that we're not going to do it, we're going to do it, but just communication.
Yeah. And I'm going to meet with Brian before that. And, you know, I'm going to pursue what we were talking about.
Right.
Correct? I mean, the facility.
Yeah, that should be on the That should be
because
on
that's part of that whole
next month's agenda facility, so that we can talk about it.
Right. Situation.
Right.
Good.
Yeah, so. All right. Adjournment.
Motion to adjourn, 8:04.
Any discussion?
None.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Ken, you want to?